Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, October the 10th, 2025. 16 minutes past the hour. It is a getaway Friday night. Chilly weather outside, 55 degrees and clear skies, but we're warm and hot in here with the topics that we've got coming up. Okay. Well, Matt Morgan's not here tonight. He's at Slimer. So we're joined in studio by Sean Kraft, who's not an original member, as I said earlier today. Well, not of this show either, but, you know, whatever. Here you are tonight.
I guess I'm a slime ball.
No, I didn't say you were a slime ball. Well, I said Matt was at Slimer tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Slimer or Slimmer or... What's it called?
Well, okay.
And what was that? What was that other guy you was talking about earlier?
Daughtry.
No, not Daughtry. The other guy. Who? Some dog. Is it dog or something?
Dog.
No, the new guy you guys was talking about earlier today. Oh, what is his name?
You guys. Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Yes.
What's that to do with dog?
I thought it was something dog, puppy dog, or something. I don't even know.
Puppy dog.
No, I don't know. I just. I can't think of the word.
I'm glad to see since you were last on the show, your education level has went up.
It went up a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, but what do you want to know about Bad Bunny?
No, I just understand. I've never heard of him before.
What does that have to do with what I said?
No, I'm just filling you in on that.
Filling me in on what? I'm the one who told the story earlier.
I know, but I'm just telling you, I don't remember talking about him.
Well, I guess you do because you brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember.
Oh, God.
I'm only three minutes in,
and this is where it's going to go.
I don't remember when...
You don't remember a lot of things, I don't think.
You know what I mean.
I have no idea what you're saying. Please.
Okay, please. I'm trying to tell
you. I got plugs to do.
Okay, you got plugs?
Yes.
Okay, real quick. I just didn't know who he was today. How's that sound?
Okay, but I knew who he was. I did the story.
I know you did.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Do tell.
Well, I don't know what does that have to do with anything.
Yeah, do tell your topics.
Or it's called a plug.
Do your plugs.
Thank you.
Thank you for your permission.
I don't think I was asking for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget to join the people out at Kroger on Route 95 for Kids Night Out, October 27th. That's a Monday. 5 to 7 p.m. Join them for some fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. It's Kids Night Out at the Marion Kroger, October 27th. That's a Monday, 5 to 7 p.m. Ghosts and Goblins galore.
You guys have that every year there.
It's called a tradition.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right.
All right.
Phone lines up. What is wrong with you?
Huh?
Like, we turn the microphones on, and you're all tense.
I am?
You're a little tense.
Let me get untense.
Loosen up.
Loosen up. Okay.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You want to tell the people what you did with the headphones before we got started tonight?
Well, I'm just saying the left headset did not work.
Right.
But I forgot you could just turn it around.
No, you didn't forget.
I didn't know.
You said, you're lucky I can hear. And I said, you know you can turn that headset around and put it on the good ear.
Yeah, that's right. I hate when you can't hear out of both. Can you hear out of both in yours?
No, we've never. 11 and a half years.
I know.
It's called mono.
I know it's mono, but...
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you new?
I'm not new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Speaking of things like this.
Okay.
You know who's at it again?
Who?
Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Again.
The View fight goes on. Rosie moved to Australia, and she was recently on a podcast. And she said that big fight between her and Elizabeth Hasselbeck from 2007 was staged. And it upset Elizabeth Hasselbeck, so she went to Instagram or something, and she started to cry and said, Rosie, leave it alone. Stop telling lies. It'll make you feel better. Why are these two still at it?
I don't know. Them two are two peas in a pod, I think.
Well, you loved Rosie. You defended Rosie for years. What happened?
Not anymore. I think she fell off the deep wagon or something.
The deep wagon?
Yeah.
What's the deep wagon?
Instead of saying the deep end, it's a wagon. I'm going to call it a wagon instead of the deep end.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Maybe you've gone off the deep wagon.
You think so?
So what's wrong with Rosie now? You would defend her? I love Rosie, that's what you would say.
I did. I used to defend her, but not anymore. I don't know what's going on with her anymore. She's just lost. She's losing it.
Because she said she thought it was staged?
No, not only that, just like this different
things. That's what we're talking about.
Well, I know that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, but I'm just talking about in general.
I'm talking about what the topic that we're on today, which is, do you think it was staged?
I don't think it was staged.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
No, I think Rosie had an attitude.
Oh, so you think Elizabeth Hasselbeck was in the clear that day?
Kind of, in a way, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I even gave you a picture of Elizabeth Hasselbeck, could you point her out?
Yeah, she has like long curly hair.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I could picture her.
Are you sure?
I could probably picture her.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yet
it's been a long time since I saw her.
Well, it sounds like you are anti-Rosie is really what this is all about.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm...
How do you know it wasn't staged?
Because I don't think it would
be. Don't you think it's very weird that they went to a split screen?
You mean during the fight?
Yeah.
Well,
that show never used a split screen, and it was a live show.
Well, I mean, it could have been fake, but I doubt it.
I don't think she's saying fake. I think she's saying she was set up, that they baited her into that.
Oh, Rosie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe so. I don't know.
It was all because Rosie said Elizabeth did not defend her.
Yeah.
Because the networks were saying she hated America.
Right.
And she said, you're my friend, why didn't you defend me?
Right.
So you think she's wrong for saying that?
Maybe. Yeah.
Now, why is she wrong?
Because I just think sometimes she goes overboard. We all know that she goes overboard sometimes on certain topics.
But that one is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
So, you don't know if that was overboard or not.
It kind of went over the line a little bit, if you stop to think about it, yeah.
So, what was over the line?
They were like fishing at each other. Or like, not what they call it, not fishing. I don't think that's the right word, but they were...
Well, I think Rosie had hurt feelings because she felt Elizabeth did not defend her.
And... You know, Rosie's a grown-ass woman, you know?
Okay. So but I think you're like this.
What?
That's an attitude you have.
So sometimes I...
You feel that people need to step in on your behalf if you're arguing with somebody. Why didn't you say something? I remember this happened once.
Yeah, I probably have before.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
Yeah. But it depends on the situation, I think. On that situation, I don't think... Rosie didn't, I don't know, I guess Rosie didn't expect her to step up and say that she didn't, what was that again, something about?
Rosie, people were saying on Fox News that Rosie was not American.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth did not defend her.
Yeah. And everybody knows Rosie's American, crying out loud. She was born and raised in America.
But why would your co-host not defend you?
She just didn't want to.
It's all caused a big old fight.
Yep.
Sure. So the question is, could it have been set up?
Possibility, but I doubt if it was.
Well, why is Elizabeth crying? Is she balanced correctly?
I don't think she needs to take some medication or something, I think.
I mean, why would that make her so upset that Rosie said she thought it was staged? If she thinks she thought that's her business, why go on Instagram and say, Rosie, please stop, you're lying, blah, blah, blah. Why?
Because she wants to start up again. She wants to start it up and...
So maybe she is the instigator, which is what the whole point is here.
It could have been. Could have been.
So you think there could be an instigation there, that Rosie might be right?
Maybe. It could be.
I don't think fights are good on the air. See, that's it. That right there. I've always said it's not good when people argue on the air, and that's a good example of it.
Right.
But that thing is still going on. How many 20 years later.
Yeah, 20 years later. That's what I was going to say. It's been a long time.
Because when people get into fights, it gets personal.
It does. And people hold grudges.
They do. And apparently that relationship just will not be fixed.
They need to sleep on it and be quiet about it.
Well, here's another subject. Shonda Rhimes says, I know you have no idea who that is, do you?
No idea.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Shonda Rhimes says women have a hard time bragging, but men do not. Do you find that true?
Yeah. I do. Now, who is this guy anyway?
It's a woman, first of all.
Oh, it's a woman.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
So woman.
You thought Shonda was a man.
Oh, I think it said Sean.
No.
Sure, Shonda.
Okay. You want to turn that headphone around to your other ear?
I'm sorry. I'm telling you. I didn't hear it. So you said Shauna.
No.
Shonda.
Shonda.
So Shonda could be a man or a woman, I think, right?
But she's a woman.
Okay, she's a woman. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I didn't ask for it, but go ahead.
That's right. Anyhow.
Lord. Call in 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I think it's probably, she's probably right on that. Women can brag a lot more than men.
No, it's the opposite. That men brag more than women.
Oh.
Did you hear anything I said? You didn't hear the name. You don't know who it was. You didn't hear what I said.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I just, yeah. So I disagree. I think it's the opposite. I think women can brag more than the men.
I don't think that's true.
Well, that's my opinion.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But you're entitled to your opinion. But I think your opinion might be wrong.
Oh, you think so?
I certainly do.
Okay.
I have to agree with Shonda Rhimes.
Oh. And why is that?
Because I think men sometimes... Look at the men we have in this world, the powerful men. They're always saying the best, the biggest, the greatest. Well, it's not. And name a woman who's like that. Name a woman who's bragging all the time.
Are you talking about leaders and stuff like that?
No, I'm just saying men in general. Men who are powerful tend to brag about how successful they are. Now, give me a woman who does that.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's probably tons out there that does it, but...
Well, give me one.
Oh, I can't think of any right now, but if it's something comes in my mind,
You can't picture a man who does that?
No.
No, really? That says this is the best, this is the greatest, this is the all the time best? You don't know any men who do that, huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
Well, the president certainly does it.
Oh, he does?
You never paid attention to him?
I guess not.
Okay.
Yeah.
He does it.
Oh.
And I certainly would say that Mark Cuban, I think, does it.
Oh, yeah. On Shark Tank, he did kind of, because he was the only billionaire on there, right?
So you know Shark Tank more than the president.
I guess, because okay. I used to watch Shark Tank all the time.
And I certainly think that there are a lot of people on Wall Street who do that.
Okay.
But I just find one woman who always says she's the best.
Well, I don't know. I can't think of any.
So I would have to say that I think, and there also is a statistic out there that says that when a man applies for a job, he's only 60% qualified, but a woman is 100% qualified.
Why is that?
Because a woman will not apply for a job unless she's 100% qualified. A man will apply when he's 60% qualified, because he just thinks he should have it.
Well, so that's the statistics.
That's right. So what do you make of that?
Well, I think the times are changing now. I think the men used to just be all the breadwinner all the time, but now they're not, you know, a lot of times now the women's the breadwinner. So I think that's going to change.
Right, but you don't think the men are bragging?
And it could be. I mean, yeah, they probably both.
You don't think, when have you ever saw, like a man will take a picture of a woman and say, look, this is my girlfriend. Look how beautiful she is. Now, you've never seen that?
Well, yeah.
Okay. How many times have you ever saw a woman take a picture of a man and say, oh, there's my man? How often do you see that?
No, probably every so often.
Not as often as you see the other.
Not as often, no.
So there you go.
Yeah.
See?
So, yeah.
So you agree with what Shonda Rhimes is saying?
I guess so, in a way. If I stop and think about it, yeah.
So why are men more braggadocio?
I don't know. It's just in the nature, probably. It's in the blood work.
Your DNA. It's in the blood work. Well, this is a topic we had earlier, which I think is good. Most people have a hard time forgetting embarrassing moments. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, a post from Heartland Healthcare says it's because emotional moments leave a deep impact.
It does.
Yeah. I think when you have an emotional moment, it does. It sticks with you more than happiness or, sadness can stick with you. Now, you told some embarrassing moments earlier. What's your most embarrassing moment?
Well, one of them, you want me to say it again? Like
do you have another one?
Well, not really another one, per se, but I could tell you the one from earlier today.
Okay, go ahead.
I was at a graduation, and
big one.
A big one, yeah, it was a big one.
It was a Harding High School at the Coliseum, 5,000 strong.
And it was hot.
I don't know what that hot has to do with this story.
No, I mean, I was burning up anyway, though. I just remember that.
Has there ever been a time where you weren't hot?
No.
I think there might be something wrong with your internal body temperature.
You think so?
Could be.
Yeah, probably was. Or probably is. So we was there, and I was walking up these steps. You know the steps.
Normal steps.
I
didn't have any problem with them.
These steps are steep.
I had no problem with these steps. 5,000 people that day went up and down these steps. No problem.
Anyway.
Same Coliseum steps that are there today and have always been there.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Concrete steps.
Yep, they're fine.
And
very simple.
My shoes that I had on
whatever
were slippery as all get out.
What do you mean slippery?
The bottom of the shoe.
What did they have? WD-40 on the bottom of them?
No, the shoe was, you know, you get like, sometimes you get like shoes that are not like slick.
I never had that.
You never had like dress shoes that are slick?
No.
Really?
No.
I did, I'll tell you this one, that I got another embarrassing moment.
Okay, go ahead.
You probably remember this one.
Well, I'm waiting to hear this one.
So this one, I was walking up the steps, and my shoe and my foot went underneath me, and I just went down. And I went down hard.
Okay. Well, all I know is people were pointing and laughing at you.
They were laughing at me? Yeah.
But it's because...
And you started laughing.
Well, I turned...
How rude.
Well, I turned around, and you were gone. You were down on the ground.
I was down on the ground.
On the ground.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah.
I don't know why you fell down like that.
I'm lucky I didn't break anything.
Right. I was afraid you were going to crack those steps.
Yeah. And I'll tell you another embarrassing story. My job that I worked at.
Okay.
You probably remember this one.
Okay.
I was coming out of the freezer.
Perkins.
Perkins.
Yes.
With tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
I had tomatoes carrying in a big bucket of tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
I was prep cooking that day.
Yeah.
And
that didn't last very long.
And I had non-slick shoes, I believe. I thought I got some non-slick shoes.
I'm sure they were.
I don't think they were.
Well, there were other people back there that day. I was back there.
But I was slipping and sliding in them shoes. And I went backwards, and I went laying on my back. All the tomatoes landed on my head. That was a god awful. That's an embarrassing moment. Then I had a coworker lean over and say, "Did you crack the floor?"
No, it wasn't me.
No,
don't say that. Don't put that on me. I was me.
And I don't understand that she didn't say, "Hey, are you okay?" No, she leaned over with her greasy face.
And
she said,
"I said you're gonna start a fight. That's not nice."
I'm just saying. She was a cook. And
okay, there you go.
Yeah.
She looked down on you.
Yeah.
And she said,
"Did you crack the floor?"
Yeah, and you didn't say anything.
No, I was hurting. My back hurt.
I was there that day.
My back hurt for like a week
that day. I tell you, your back hurt for a week that day.
Oh, the week that for that whole week.
Okay. Yeah. In any event, I was there for both of those events. And I have to say that I don't believe your shoes were slick at the graduation because you were walking fine all day up and down the steps. And number two, at the restaurant event, I was also there for that, and the floor was wet. So while you were trying to cross the wet floor that had just been mopped in front of your eyes, I don't understand.
Well, because I had a prep cook, and we had the tomatoes out, you know, a certain amount of time.
Yeah, but you knew the floor was wet. When the floor is wet, you don't go during the military march across the floor.
Well, I thought my shoes were supposed to be like, because you know, you said you supposed to have these like non-slick shoes.
Non-slick shoes do not help you on a wet floor.
I thought they were supposed to, but
well, you thought different.
You know what it was? It was the degreaser they used in that thing.
Because, well, yeah, that's they degrease the floors because they don't want grease on the floors for people slipping.
Yeah, it was bad.
So I don't know why you did that.
I think I should have filled out. You know what? Come to think of it, I didn't fill out a workers' comp form that day.
Well, you're lucky they didn't figure a file a damage report.
Well, file a damage report is my back got damaged.
Listen, all I know is I was in the other area, and all of a sudden I noticed that the pictures all went crooked on the walls.
Oh, is that what?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, come on.
It happened that way.
Yeah.
I felt bad. In any event, but why do you fall down all the time? Do you have an inner ear problem?
I don't know. I do. I have a lot of issues. Sometimes I fall on.
You're always falling down.
Yeah.
Balance?
It could be.
In any event.
Yeah.
The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Have you ever seen me go down at one of these events like this?
No, but I saw you go down before at the, during, was it Christmas time, I think it was? You went flying.
Oh, you know what? I can think of another time you went down when we had an ice storm on the Christmas
Eve. Oh, your old apartment.
Yes, when I was in college.
Yeah.
Again, you went down.
That was bad. I thought I broke my elbow that day.
It was dark.
It was dark.
And Santa Claus was coming. It was that night?
It was that night, and I'm telling you, I was... I did like a 360 spin.
It was an ice storm.
It was ice storm.
It was an ice storm. And there you go again, doing military strut into the dark. like you can't fall down, and you went straight down.
Oh, that was horrible. I to this day, that might be one of my hardest falls that I ever done. Because I
hit the concrete.
I hit the concrete. When I hit the concrete, I shook.
You shook?
Yeah, shook.
Shook.
Did I say shook?
I thought you said you shook.
I thought I shook.
Okay.
I thought I said shook.
No, you said shook.
Oh, I meant shook.
Well, you could have shook too.
I could have shook too, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like this. You know how you feel like your whole body's shaking?
No, I never had that.
Never hit your head or?
No.
Oh, it was bad. It was horrible.
So what were you doing that night? You knew there was an ice storm.
Well, I figured your people would have put...
Here we go. It's Christmas Eve. Nobody's working?
Well, I'm just saying that somebody needs to put some salt down in your...
And then you wanted me to go help you up.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to go walking on that ice.
We almost had to call 911 that night.
Yeah, but you... Well, because you couldn't get up.
I couldn't
you
get up.
You weren't hurt. You just couldn't get up.
I couldn't get up.
That was you eventually held the bumper on the car and got up.
I don't even know whose car that was.
No, I thought you were going to pull the bumper off. I thought it was going to be trouble. I thought it was going to be a Christmas Eve disaster. But why? Why can't you just walk gingerly when you know there's a probability for a fall?
I try. You know, I don't know why when I'm walking.
You don't pay attention.
No, I mean, when I'm walking sometimes, I just feel so wobbly and everything. I don't know what to...
Do you not understand ice and degreaser and steps are places that you could fall? Yeah. So you have to brace yourself steadily and walk up and down them?
I'm lucky. I'm actually... I caught my ducks and everything that I never... And I knock on wood that I never broke a bone. I'm glad I haven't. Because I could have broken a bone.
But you shook.
I shook.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Shook your brain.
I shook my brain.
Maybe that's what happened.
You think that's what happened?
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to add to this? This is why you wouldn't have been a good football player, because you got the ball and fell down.
Oh, is that right?
Well, you got to be on your feet.
I used to play backyard football all the time.
Well, maybe that's what happened to
you. I was pretty good at backyard football.
Did you get a lot of concussions?
I don't know, maybe.
I bet you did. 740-383-9944. So those are your embarrassing moments. Do you have a new one to add?
No, the new one was the Bob Evans one. Or not Bob Evans, but Perkins.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have no other embarrassing moments?
Not that I could aware of, no.
Nothing else has left a scar on your brain.
Well, I worked at Cedar Point. There was one. I fell as well, and I was embarrassed because I was friendly to the, you know, people and everything. I was walking, you know, I ran the rides, and I was walking. I tripped over my own foot, I think. I'm pretty sure I did. I think that's the only thing I could figure out. I tripped over my own foot, and I was walking to, you know how you have the stick? You have to measure people before they get on the ride. Well, I was walking over that way, and I was walking fast because I was the only one working the ride. And to get, you know, get people on the ride. And I just went down. Right in front of everybody.
You remember when we went and saw David Letterman and you about got arrested? Oh, you were rattling
the bag, yeah.
Yeah, see? Another embarrassing
moment. That's because you, once again, wanted me to do something illegal. What? You wanted me to videotape it.
And, no, I did not want you to videotape it.
Or you wanted me to...
No.
You wanted me to record it.
Wait a second. Now, this is inappropriate.
That's what you want me to do.
No. Dave said do not make noise during the taping because the microphones are very sensitive.
Right.
And you...
Because I was trying to find the recorder.
Okay.
That's what happened. You told me to record it.
I don't think I said that.
You did.
Not during the show.
Well, I don't know.
Picked up on the microphone.
Well, I think it's because I was getting ready to start it. That's what happened.
Well, that was your fault. I don't know that that's my fault.
But we got it anyway.
Got it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, you didn't get arrested.
No.
No. You wouldn't have made it very long in a New York police cell. they'd have worked you over pretty good.
Probably not.
You wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie Porter, who's running for California governor, has ripped into her staffers in a newly released video. She's running for governor of California, as I said, as a Democrat, but she's angry, and they got video of her snapping at people. Now, do you think it's good to have a short temper like that?
Sometimes, you know, my good old friend said this a while back ago on the radio, Pat Carroll. People sometimes...
She didn't like you.
Pat Carroll?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that's another embarrassing moment. At Pat Carroll's house in the Cape Cod. Speaking of embarrassing
moments. That
wasn't me. Well... You were there for it. You saw it. I didn't see it. I had my back to it.
I know.
I was on the video, and I'm interviewing Pat Carroll.
Yeah.
And to my back on the videotape, which you're looking at. What happened? Tell the truth. What happened?
I saw somebody looking through the checkbook.
Somebody was going through her checkbook.
Yeah.
Right on the video.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't you say something?
Because I didn't know exactly what this person was actually doing.
Well, you knew he was rifling her checkbook.
I didn't know what he was doing.
Right on camera.
Right on camera.
And you just let it go. Hour and a half later, he's there just rifle. Oh, look at that.
This is what she bought.
God.
She bought this. He was rifling on everything she bought.
Legendary Pat, who said, oh, go in and play with my Emmy, and go in and play with my Grammy, and he's rifling her checkbook right there on video. There you go.
You
about broke her couch.
Oh, yes. I remember sitting down on that flimsy couch. Now, you know what I almost broke? Was that old, what was his name? Not Don Fleming. What was the guy's name again?
Don Fleming is still alive.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Who's
Bill Nimmo.
Bill Nimmo.
Bill Nimmo, by the way, was Johnny Carson's announcer. He was Bob the bartender in the Pabst Blue Ribbon Tuesday Night Fights. Very famous man. Lived down in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
thank you.
Yep.
And he granted me an interview when he wouldn't interview anybody else.
Yep. And you got four speeding tickets that day or whatever it was. And
what does this have to do with what the story is?
No, I'm just saying.
No speeding tickets.
Oh, it was... Yeah,
just go ahead. Go ahead with this story.
The other one's a Rex.
Nobody wants to hear this. Why are you bringing this up?
I'm just saying. Go ahead
with the story. Bill Nimmo.
Bill Nimmo.
Does this have anything to do with Bill Nimmo?
Bill Nimmo used to sleep on a cot. Okay, and then he had a couch. So there was like a 100-year-old couch. And I sat on it, and it went...
Oh, it was a chair.
Oh, well, yeah, a chair. Yeah, not a couch. A chair. And it went... And I was afraid to move. I was afraid to move.
I was afraid for you to move, too.
It, first of all, it was 1,000 degrees in there to start with.
It was March. It was cold.
But it was hot in his house.
He was old. He was 90-something.
Oh, my goodness.
Bill Nimmo.
Bill Nimmo. Yeah. That's who it was. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What's this happen? See, I don't understand what half of that story. Why you said speeding tickets and so on, and he slept on a cot. What does that have to do with you about breaking a chair?
Yeah, I was just giving you the whole roundabout story.
Yeah. But half of that story had nothing to do with your storytelling. So, the point is that why are you always breaking furniture?
I'm not always breaking furniture.
You about broke Pat Carroll's couch. You about broke Bill Nimmo's chair. You broke a chair in my old house. About went through the ceiling.
That's because that was 1,000 years old.
You disintegrated it.
Oh.
Everybody else sat in it.
Oh, that was awful. Oh, remember your recliner, too?
Broke my recliner. Yep.
Oh, your recliner, like, had...
Sawdust.
Yeah.
You broke it. You ate 7 tuna melts that day that I cooked for you.
That's wrong.
No, that is true. That's part of that story. You ate 7 tuna melts.
No.
You did. It was a cold day in December.
Yeah, cold day in December, but not 7.
7 tuna melts. And then you tried to get up out of the recliner, and the whole thing just split.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It just went...
That's what happens when you have 7 tuna melts.
Is that right?
All right, 46 minutes past the hour. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. Do you have an embarrassing moment? 740-383-9944. Can you follow these stories? Because some of them are difficult to follow. Because we don't know what you're talking about.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
No, because you said the car and this and that. We're talking about a man's chair you about broke. A man who was a television icon.
Well, I don't know about an icon.
He was on the front page of the paper when he died.
Yeah, he was. Now, so what about your embarrassing moments? You got any?
I don't think I had any.
Oh, you have some.
When do I have an embarrassing moment?
I don't know. You have some.
I can't remember any.
I know an embarrassing moment one time. We was going to your grandma's house, and you was walking like a military tap or whatever, too, that day, and you went flying against the door. You went flying. You know that night?
No.
Yeah, at the brownstone.
No, I don't remember.
You went flying, and you hit the door.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
See, they didn't leave a scar on me.
No, they didn't leave a scar, but you fell pretty hard. You fell against the door.
No, I'm just saying it did not scar me internally. I don't
remember. I don't know what you was doing. You was like walking like a military tapping.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, we have a call coming in, thank goodness. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Britney, thank goodness, Spears, and, of course, Sean, Art, and Kraft. I don't really have... too much to say. Thought I would call in because you guys sounded lonely.
Oh no, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
Well, my whole life is an embarrassing moment from birth. You know.
Well, tell us one of your embarrassing moments.
I was wondering, Scott. I don't want to ask you a personal question, but
well, then don't.
I'm circumcised, so you know. Do you think I'm autistic? What do you think is up with that?
What?
It's after 8. We can day part this, you know.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know. What? What? No, wait. What does one have to do with the...
Can you say circumcised on the air?
Well, you did.
It's a medical term.
I don't understand what one has to do with the other.
Well, according to RFK, if you're circumcised, it causes autism.
Oh, no. I missed that medical diagnosis.
I didn't know if there was a connection there or something.
So, are you telling me you're autistic?
I'm circumcised.
Oh, so you're... Well, I don't know what one has to do with the other. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not going to ask you, Scott. You won't even tell me who you voted for. You're not going to tell me if you're circumcised.
No, I certainly would not. Sean, are you going to get into this conversation?
No, I'm out of it.
You might be autistic.
I'm out of it.
Okay, well, there you go.
What do you think, Scott? Do you think that there's a Sean, do you think there's a connection between those two? It's been you know, a lot of memes of late. It's kind of humorous.
Yeah. Yeah, could be.
Could be.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. So what's your most embarrassing moment, Adam?
I think it's good to have a comedian in charge of the national health. I mean, we need some humor. The world's too serious.
Yeah, I know when people are sick, that's what they want. Comedians.
Humor is the best medicine.
Well, okay. But what is one of your embarrassing moments?
I think from birth, I mean, you know. I already mentioned what happened, you know, was done after I was born. But since that time until my current time, you know, it's one comical moment. I don't take myself too seriously, so an embarrassing moment really becomes a humorous moment. It's kind of the same thing with me.
So what would be an embarrassing moment? Like, from your childhood, what was embarrassing?
Oh, I'll have to think. I don't know. I was really upset that when I didn't advance in the National Spelling Bee. I think I told you that story.
Oh, you? What happened? I did not hear about the spelling bee.
I was just sad, and I cried. I was just so sad.
Did the kids beat you up?
No, I just didn't advance.
Oh, what happened?
I was one of the top 15 people in the Columbus schools. I was the youngest, the only 10-year-old, actually. But I didn't advance, so I cried. It wasn't super embarrassing. I was just hoping for better things.
What word did they catch you on?
I wanted to go on TV and meet the president, but it didn't happen.
So what word did you screw up on?
It was a written test, so I think I missed like 3 words on the written test. That was for the regional. The Columbus one I was in. I was in one of 15 students. Again, I was the youngest also, so I had that. That whatever informal award, but I didn't make the written test.
Well, that's interesting, Adam.
I mean, it really wasn't embarrassing. It's just upsetting. It's something I just kind of remembered. And that picture—you've probably seen me put it on Facebook. That picture from the dispatch with me and the others, 15 spellers, including myself, that I've put as like a memory. I put it every year, so it's just something I've really treasured.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I still have that clipping. Because you know me and my spelling and my English, Scott. I'm always correcting you.
Yeah, but it's hurt your life, apparently.
For being an English teacher, etc.
It's hurt your life, it sounds like.
My mom was a journalism major. My dad is a lawyer who did a lot of writing. So I have that precise dedication to writing in my family.
Right. But it has hurt you, it sounds like.
Right. Well, I didn't write 3 of the words right, so that kind of sucked.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
But, I mean, that's not a big deal. I mean, it was a good thing. I mean, not a lot of people advanced that far.
No, it's good that you
remember that when I, in my school, I think it was Moeller Elementary, which was an alternative school. I don't think it exists anymore. That the word that I won on was crucial, which is certainly a fitting word. And I know the girl that I was in the final two with spelled it C-R-U-S-H-E-L. When I heard that, I knew I could spell crucial. I was really happy. So that I remember.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I can't remember where I parked my car, but I remember something from 51 years ago.
Well, it sounds like it was a traumatic moment.
Well, it was, the first one was, yeah. I was real happy.
Well, that's the whole point.
You know, not really embarrassing. I mean, we've all had embarrassing moments.
Well, I don't, you know.
I just try to make comedy out of it, you know.
Well, I think I don't think you get to choose, though. I think if it's embarrassing, it's embarrassing. What can you do?
I mean, according to RFK, I can just say that I'm autistic, and I'll just use that as an excuse.
So he says if you're autistic, you can be embarrassed?
No, but autism is associated with social awkwardness and just, you know, things that may not be typical of day-to-day activities.
Have you thought you were autistic before?
This whole thing with RFK was amusing. And I don't know what the connection might be. I can understand the vaccines. I don't agree with that, but at least there's medication that might have had a side effect. I don't understand how something physical, rather minor operation to your body, would cause that, unless it's trauma or something. Maybe I just think too much into it, but I just laughed when I heard that, and now I'm just cracking jokes about it.
So do you believe that you're autistic?
I don't think if I am that it would be because I had a little operation when I was born.
Well, no. I'm just saying, do you think that you're autistic?
Well, as I mentioned to you, I do have Asperger's syndrome, which is a common condition for quirky intellectual people. A mild case. But it is a superpower. I agree with Greta Thunberg on that. It's a superpower, but it does have baggage. But it's common among quirky intellectual people, which would certainly describe me.
Well, don't you become that way because you have it?
It's in that same range of conditions. I define it a little bit differently.
Well, but don't you become that way because you have Asperger's? I mean, isn't like the chicken and the egg?
Well, the circumcision came first.
I don't know what that has to do with Asperger's.
I don't know. That's what RFK Jr. says. Maybe we'll have.
I thought he said autism.
Like maybe a urologist will call in who's maybe been listening.
You never know, but I...
Do you have any urologists who listen, Scott?
I thought you said autism, not Asperger's.
Right, well, Asperger's is a type of autism.
So you do have autism.
It's also called high-functioning autism. I actually divide it into very high-functioning. But but I don't want to lessen the need to understand other kinds of autism, because it is really a range of conditions.
So you're on the spectrum, is what you're telling me.
I don't really like that term. I don't mind what's it called? Neuroatypical, whatever it's called. I forget the exact word. I don't really like that word on the spectrum. I don't really hate it, like other terms that I hate, but it's not one that I personally use.
What's a term that you hate?
I just call myself an Aspie, or I say Aspie's rule. I do publicly talk about that on Facebook, so it's no secret.
Right.
But I said it's almost in my opinion a condition that's innate if you are the quirky intellectual type, which I certainly am. I'm certainly quirky.
But have you not had the Asperger's? Don't you think you might be a little less quirky?
Say that again. Well, possibly, because they kind of go together. But I like being quirky. Normal people are boring.
Well, I mean, but I think that's...
And broadcasting, Scott, is broadcasting a field for someone who's normal?
Well, I think some people are normal in broadcasting. I think so.
What, some? Well, the best ones have their little unusualities. Is that a word?
Because you need to
be interesting. If you're too normal, you're not really that interesting.
Well, I don't know. I think it just depends. I don't know. It depends what the definition of normal is.
I'm probably a lot more normal than I say that I am. You know, I don't take myself too seriously, so I joke about it. But no, I'm public about it. You know, I post stuff on Facebook, so there's no secret.
Well, I don't think that's anything to be ashamed of.
There are different types of autism, and no, I don't think it's caused by that operation that I had when I was born, but it's funny to joke about it. And be assured, I've been joking about it all week.
Well, that sounds like you're having fun.
Because I do, you know, I think with RFK Jr., he says a lot of things that are very logical. Like Trump, he's not afraid to say what's on his mind, even if it's ridiculous.
Well, okay. I mean, well,
he certainly is a different from Amy Acton, a similar position with the state of Ohio. There's two totally different people with a similar type of office.
Well, one's a doctor and one's not.
If God forbid Amy comes on with you, maybe you can ask. I'm sure she'll bring it up. But I'd like to hear what she has to say about RFK Jr.
Well, he's not a doctor. I think that's one of the problems.
Well, you necessarily have to have an MD for that position.
You certainly don't.
Yeah, I think Dr. Feynman, Ron, a.k.a. Ron, and I talked about this on a show. You don't have to be a lawyer, I don't believe, to be a Supreme Court justice. I mean, generally you are, but I don't believe you actually have to be.
But I don't think if your appendix were coming out, you would want a doctor to operate.
But I think you should.
Yeah, but I don't think if your appendix are about to burst, you want somebody working on you who's not a doctor.
Correct. But RFK Jr. is not performing surgery.
No, but he's certainly enacting laws that have impacts on people who might have to have surgeries and who have health conditions.
That's the hairy part. I'd be interested in hearing what Amy would have to say if, God forbid, she comes on the show with you.
What do you mean, God forbid? You want all gubernatorial candidates to come on the show.
Well, of course, I'd like to see her on the show.
So not God forbid.
Well, I've not heard her knocking on the door to come on, whereas Mike DeWine came on.
He did?
He's certainly much more important. He is the governor. He's been in public service for 40, 50, 60 years, right?
Well, yeah. So, Sean, you're here. What do you think of all this? Do you think that the head of the health department should be a non-doctor?
No, I don't think so. I think he should be a doctor because...
Do you think it's okay, Sean, if this person were a dentist or a chiropractor? Should it be an MD or an osteopath only? Or, you know, is a dentist or something okay? What's your opinion? Should that be a requirement, or is it just an unwritten kind of a rule?
I think it should be a requirement to be an actual MD doctor.
Okay, or an osteopath. I mean, I would assume that would be. But what about a dentist or a chiropractor? Would that be okay?
No.
Okay, so an osteopath or an MD.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. The person's not performing surgery or writing prescriptions. Certainly, there's a lot of law in medicine, and RFK Jr. is a lawyer. So, he's certainly different. I mean, he's certainly different. Different from Fauci and different from Acton.
I know. They're doctors. He's not.
Yeah, so...
So, there you are. Well, thanks, Adam. It's been interesting.
All I had for you, a little bit of humor and a little bit of Adamisms and Adam trivia always stirs the pot a bit. You have a good show, boys. I'll continue to listen.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye.
See you.
Well, yes, I certainly... See, Dr. Fauci was a doctor.
Yeah.
And Dr. Acton is a doctor.
Doctor.
RFK Jr.
is no doctor.
Not a doctor.
No.
So this is a different thing here. Yeah. But we're going to go to break, get some cheese dip. We'll come back. Stay tuned.
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the you bring your enemies